Pittsburgh, I love ya. This is Brian Edward, and you're listening to Berg Vivant, Pittsburgh's cultural talk magazine, delivered digitally, straight up, shaken, and stirred. Tonight's broadcast brought to you by our spectacular sponsors and strategic partners, Zafalo's Banquet and Event Center, Carnegie, Pennsylvania, one of the most beautiful and unique venues in the greater Pittsburgh area for weddings, corporate dinners, fundraisers, and more. Visit clubzafalo.com. Off the Wall Theater, enlivening, educating, and entertaining audiences in the Pittsburgh region. View their current season at insideoffthewall.com. Arcade Comedy Theater, hosting local and national comedians, sketch comedy, improv, and more. 811 Liberty Avenue, downtown. Be sure to like them on Facebook or find them at arcadecomedytheater.com. Berg Vivant is a proud supporter of Firefly Arts, creating opportunities and support for families living with autism through innovative arts programming. You can learn more and show your support at fireflyarts.org.
Nancy Mimlis.
Brian Edwards.
How are you today?
Oh, I'm fine. How are you?
Oh, good. We're talking about Damn Yankees.
Damn
Yankees. Are we allowed
Yankees.
To say that on
that's
film?
That's the title of the show.
All right. Nothing we can do about that.
And they are Damn Yankees. It's actually Damn Cardinals. But anyway.
Well, enough. It depends on where your loyalties lie. And this is with Opera Theater Summerfest.
Right. Opera Theater Summerfest. They're doing three different shows through the summer. And this is the second show, Damn Yankees. And it is directed by Scott Weiss. Or Wise, and it's an opera version of Damn Yankees. It's sung beautifully. The singing is amazing. There's no, let's just get that out there. Amazing singing. Interesting, this particular production has, it's a little different. All the women are playing men and all the men are playing women.
Oh.
Except for one character.
Now,
and
that's
then it's a woman
pip
character.
Every now and then.
I know. And it's not like drag queen, like men playing women. Like, it, you know, the costumes are pretty minimal in this show. You know, the men have, I think, black sweatshirts and pants. And even Lola had black sweatshirt and pants and then like a red dress over it or a red boa over it.
Well, whatever Lola wants to wear,
whatever Lola
wears.
Wants, Lola gets. Well, yeah. Not necessarily. So it's the 60th anniversary of the Broadway version of or production of Damn Yankees, which is kind of cool. I, being a big baseball fan, I don't know if you knew that about me, big baseball fan. Did you? You know that?
Well, I see your choice of wardrobe today. I just thought,
Pirates.
Everything good was in the wash, but no,
everything
this is
good
intentional.
Is actually in the wash, but no, this is intentional. I am a big baseball fan, and it's a baseball. You know, you gotta love baseball in some level to get this show.
Yeah, I think if anybody follows you on Facebook, they'll see that every selfie of you is at the ballpark.
Pretty much. Yeah. And, or Raise It.
Yeah.
Which is Raise the Jolly Roger. And I would say this show is a Raise the Jolly Roger. Do you like that?
Oh, okay.
It's really, really lovely production. So the basic story is Joe Boyd is an avid baseball fan, specifically the Washington Senators, which they never win, and they usually lose to the Damn Yankees. And so he kind of makes this statement up, I'd sell my soul to see the Washington Senators win. Pop in Mr. Applegate, the devil, and Lola's his little sidekick, and he turns him into Joe Hardy, not of 84 Lumber, but a baseball player, and he goes and he plays this amazing baseball for the Washington Senators to help them get into the pennant or win the pennant. Joe Boyd is played by Desiree Soteres, and that's sort of the older Joe. And then once it turns into Joe Hardy, who's like a 22-year-old Joe, it is amazingly played by Rachel Eve Holmes. The singing is just so amazing. The women, you know, it's funny to hear these women singing about being baseball players and the men to come out as the wives, the baseball widowers, so to speak, because their husbands are gone for five months during baseball season. So Joe Boyd's husband, wife, I mean, is, sorry.
Well, wife, with the gender
wife.
Swap.
I know, Joe, Meg, is played by Benjamin Robinson, and I loved his voice. It was just deep and funny because he had the like Lucy little hair thing in and the apron. Very minimal costume. We knew they were men and we knew those were women. All the baseball players on the team sounded amazing. There was three particular ones that were in a lot of the scenes. They were funny, and we had the high soprano and then the kind of low, almost talk singing kind of person, and it's all in English. And then Lola, who's played by Patrick Shelton, just hilarious with these little kicks and turning of the body, and I was tempted myself. And then Applegate is played by Julia Fox, and she is hilarious. She has this big number at the end, which the conductor came out, live music, which is pretty awesome. She came out and said, "Oh, can we have an encore?" Well, who doesn't tell the devil they can have an encore, really? So she sang this amazing number, and it's funny, and I didn't really know the show other than the big song, which is You've Gotta Have Heart, which I think some people know if they don't know the show that well. And, of course, Whatever Lola Wants. But there's this really sweet love song called, what is it called? Oh, A Man Doesn't Know. And it's interesting because...
That's a love song?
Right. Well, it's Joe sings it in the beginning about leaving because he has to leave his wife to go off to be Joe Hardy, the baseball player, to pursue his dreams. He does have a clause in his contract with the devil that if something doesn't happen by the 24th, he can now get his soul back. And so it's funny to hear a woman singing A Man Doesn't Know as a husband, and then the woman... played by a man, singing A Man Doesn't Know about the husband. Mm. So it's a really, but it's a really sweet love song.
And that may very well be the reason for the gender swap. And that was the validation for the
there
concept.
There you go. Right there. Except for the reporter, Gloria, who's played by Kate Minukian, who's a girl playing a girl, but she was pretty amazing as well. There's no problem with the show. There's no weak link with the show. Some of the vocals were quieter, so... nobody was mic'd. It was a really small space in the 20th Century Club ballroom. But they even had hot dogs and some sort of food beforehand, but I didn't partake in that. And of course a bar, because if you're going to go to a game, you have to drink. But yeah, it was fun, and you came out of there, you know, humming some of the songs, and the vocals were spectacular. Just not a big opera person, haven't gone to a lot of operas, but to hear them dressed as baseball players singing these beautiful voices, loud, strong, and then sing about baseball was pretty cool.
In closing, we would like to once again thank our spectacular sponsors and strategic partners, Off the Wall Theater, Cefalo's Banquet and Events Center, Carnegie, Pennsylvania, Arcade Comedy Theater, Downtown, and Bergvavant is a proud supporter of Firefly Arts, creating opportunities and support for families living with autism through innovative arts programming. Find out more and show your support at fireflyarts.org. And be sure to follow Pittsburgh's Cultural Talk magazine online. You can find Bergvavant, the It in Pittsburgh, on Facebook, Twitter, or subscribe for free at www.bergvavant.com. This is Brian Edwards saying cheers and good night.